The Amazing Prophecies Fulfilled by the Birth of Jesus Christ, an Advent Devotional from the C.S. Lewis Institute. December 17th, The Messiah as a Child, by Dr. Randy Newman, Senior Fellow for Apologetics and Evangelism at the C.S. Lewis Institute. An Old Testament Prophecy, Isaiah 9, verse 6. Quote, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." End quote. Isaiah wrote this between 740 and 701 BC. The New Testament Fulfillment, Luke 2, verse 11, quote, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord," end quote. Luke wrote this around 60 AD. Isaiah 7 through 11 is complex and involves numerous children. There's the child that will be born of a virgin, in chapter 7, verse 14, two children with intriguing names in chapters 7 and 8, Shear-Jashub and Maher-Shalal-Hashbaz, and this child mentioned in chapter 9, verse 6. Given the scope of this devotional, we'll focus on the realization that God promised a child who turned out to be far more than just a child. He's God himself taking on the form of a baby. Don't just skip past that marvelous fact. It's worth a lot of prayerful, worshipful, thoughtful reflection. Isaiah tells us this child has four names, not five, the way you might think when you sing along with Handel's Messiah. Each title is worthy of reverential meditation and prayerful application to everyday life. He's the Wonderful Counselor. His words are wonders. He tells us of the wonder-filled things he's done in history, most notably the sending of this particular child. He also tells us that his words are worthy of building our lives on them. He's the Mighty God. There's nothing he cannot do. He's the Everlasting Father. He's the source of love, affection, acceptance, and delight that every earthly father, no matter how great, falls short of. He delivers what those others only pointed to. Prince of Peace. He's the one who gives a sense of calm in the midst of pain, a stability in the midst of upheaval, an assurance of eternal life in the midst of medical challenges or uncertainties. And he's the one, and the only one, who can rearrange our violent world so that wars cease and swords are beaten into plowshares. No wonder angels sang. Let us pray. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, teach me, strengthen me, help me to live as your child, and give me your peace. Amen.